to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, it's football season, so I don't watch a lot of football. I just kind of do some other things. I usually work on new RunnerX stuff that we have in the works. And yesterday, a Nike ad came on, and it showed all of these runners. So, of course, I had to stop and see what it was doing. And it was all these runners, and they were running in the track, and they were running in a race, they were running urban, they were running in the country, but the commonality was that it was the song, You Are My Sunshine, but they were all running in the rain. So it was different level. It was just rain. It wasn't like torrential rain. It was just running in the rain. And then the last thing it said was, winning isn't comfortable. And I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that, because my thought was, so what, I can only win if I run in the rain?
Right.
So I thought it was a good prompt for us to have a discussion on it.
Right.
So as I described that ad, what does that make you think?
Well, the
as
way
a
I
coach.
Right. Well, I just heard it as you need to be willing to get uncomfortable if you want to progress, you know.
Okay.
If you really want to win, you want to get out there, you got to get out there without regard of, you know. I mean, obviously it's rain. You wouldn't want to be right out in the storm. But I think that's the thought. And I think there's, as someone that's been coaching for over now 35 years, it's called trends.
Yeah.
In marketing. You know, Nike was the just do it ad, right? That was their original thing. Just get out there, just do it. There was nothing about winning. It was just do it, right? That was
right.
The big, huge part. And that was, by the way, about 20 years ago. So then here now, this commercial is like, it's more than just doing it. You got to get out there and you got to go for it. Like, get out, even if it's raining. So now we're adding on to the message, right? Got to do more than just do it. I got to go a little harder if I want to perform better. Because there's a reality to that, huge reality, that if you want to race and you want to, you know, you want to win, you want to get to the top of the podium, you want to qualify for Boston, all these things, then you've got to be, they call it getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. So that's, you know, kind of here comes the new old wave, if you will. So I feel like for the last, I don't know, a couple of years, we've seen a lot of this lower zone training. People are talking about slow down the zones, work in these lower zones. That's kind of been trendy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, except it's not really teaching you or training you to work at a higher performance level, right?
Okay. Okay.
So I feel like to me, there's a new shift. I've seen it and I didn't see that ad in particular, but I am seeing it more in the conversations. I'm seeing it in the running articles that people are going back to talking about working intervals and higher levels and higher paces. So I just feel like that's kind of where we're going to see, you know, we've got the super shoes, super fast. So I feel like the trend is turning around a little bit that way. And,
okay. And
as a running coach, you know, I like that. I tell people the same thing, like running is hard. Running is challenging. And if you want to get better at it, then you've got to be willing to challenge yourself. I think the difference for me as a coach is we teach a different way of speed for running, if you will. And it's not just about go get it, you know. You know, we talk about how to do it, but there is a reality where at some point we're like, man, if you want to really go for it, right, get out there and do it. So that's what I feel like is starting to shift with people, and maybe it's coming out in the marketing.
Right, and then, but you also had that you had an event this weekend that you were working, you were being a volunteer at. And you were talking about how you were at the end of the, I don't know, the distance, but that the runners were really struggling because that was part of the event. It was for CrossFit, right? Can you describe that and what the difference is between that struggle and this willing to be uncomfortable? Are they the same? Are they different? Is it
right,
putting myself in a bad position?
Yeah. So it wasn't, it was not a CrossFit event. It was actually a, it was a really cool event. It's the Travis Mannion Foundation. It's for veterans. And it was for the 9/11 run. So in honor of people, it was in honor of anyone you knew that, you know, from 9/11 on, and especially if they were a first responder or military. So a lot of the people that came out to do the event decided to make it harder by putting on load, by carrying load. Like people were wearing rucks and backpacks with weights and carrying, holding flags. You know what I mean? Like this was an honor of. So they weren't there to like, I'm going to set my 5K PR. I'm here to actually struggle. And so I'm struggling on purpose. Okay. It's a good way to say it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be uncomfortable. It's very awkward to run with a big old backpack on or a ruck or run and carry a flag. But you're doing it because you're doing it for a reason. You're struggling on purpose.
Right.
And I respect that. And this is an event. And this is the challenge. And I and a lot of people that are in the military, that are first responders, they actually train with things like rucks on. But the average person doesn't, right?
Right.
So what happens is like this event, for example, which again, fantastic event, a lot of family members came out that actually don't run at all. And they're like, I'm just going to do the 3 miles, not even carrying a flag, not wearing a ruck. I'm just going to go and get through it. Right. So they struggle because 3 miles, if you don't train for running at all, that's a long run. And a lot of kids came out, you know, and they thought it'd be fun. They all went out too fast at the start. And there was, by the way, you know, just like anything else, it was a family fun run. As a person that was out there to help people along, I, of course, I'm like, you're doing great. Way to get out there, because that is encouraging. And it's also, guys, I just want you guys to know, Caroline, both, we've been those runners and we've been those volunteers. Like,
right.
We know how hard it is just to get out there and go. And especially for people that haven't put a lot of time into the training. But boy, if you volunteer for a race and you get to watch the first person to the very last, the difference in struggle, and this is kind of what we wanted to talk about. It's one thing if you're like, all right, I'm going to put a 50-pound backpack on and just kind of walk through this race. That's a whole different struggle. What I'm talking about is when you see the front of the pack come in and they're all breathing hard, you know, you can hear them breathing. But when you watch their movement, you don't see a lot of effort. I mean, their arms and legs are moving, but you can tell that they are moving, you know, in a positive way. It's like smooth. It looks really nice, right? And when they first come by, you're like, wow, good job, guys. You know, just like you do to anybody. And they don't respond. They're breathing and they're running fast. And it's funny because people really respected that. They were like, wow, that's impressive. And then as the strugglers start to come in, and what I mean, and you guys know, and I've been a struggler, believe me, the challenging, you know, like either I'm just, it's hard for me to run. I'm struggling. So that's a totally different load. And that to me, that's the load that kind of we help you with the most. Well, when you say to someone that's out there and they're having a hard time, I was telling these two volunteers, you can see a way to go. You're doing great. And it's funny because the person then expects, because they're nice people, then they start going, oh, thank you. I'm trying, you know, and they're,
yeah.
they try to smile. They try to run a little faster. All of a sudden they're like, oh, someone's looking at me. And I want to say to them, no, 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 you don't need to do anything different. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But we respect that too. And my point was from the first person to the last, we cheered the exact same, right? We probably cheered way harder, by the way, for those in the back than we did in the front. But what I was trying to explain, because the two ladies that happen to be my co-cheer captains, they don't run. And they kept saying to me, it doesn't look like that much fun. Like they're struggling. It's really hard. However, we know our friends run and they made us come out here to volunteer. Like, why do people keep signing up if running so hard?
Yeah. And that's a good question.
And so, and I was trying to explain to them, I'm like, well, you realize when they cross that finish line, first of all, the accomplishment that you got out there and you did it is amazing. It does so much for you just in every aspect of your life. You got up, you showed up and you finished the race. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and what I hope for a lot of these people is that they think to themselves, I want to do this again, but I'd like to do it a little bit better. And I know that's how I was when I used to race.
Yeah.
And so what we want to get across, like you see that Nike commercial, what I always say to people is that the best part is you can learn to be better without making every one of those runs so hard. You know, you don't have to, because for the people that were not carrying the rucks or holding the flag, those people, as soon as they took their ruck off, as soon as they took their flag down, they were completely like, oh, I'm free. Right.
Yeah.
So then if they had to run to their car or whatever, they were like, oh, look at me, I'm flying. I'm like, this feels good, because that was like on purpose load. Well, think about if every time you go running, it feels like that. I feel like I'm wearing a heavy backpack or a ruck, or my gosh, my legs are heavy, my back hurts, my right. Mm. Then I can understand why I'm thinking, why do people keep doing this? It's so hard. So that's what I kept thinking about yesterday, is so many of those runners, I was like, I could help you unload, you know, like,
because
we use that word so much. We use the word unway, right? Like, so that was what I kept seeing so much yesterday, is so many people put extra load, not on purpose, just extra tension, extra work. That's just unnecessary. They just don't need to do it. And they don't know though, because in their mind, they're like, all right, next time I'll be better. One, because I've already done it. Second, because I'm just going to go out and keep going. I'm going to keep running. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to get out there in the rain even. Right.
Right.
And that's the only difference I would love to see in commercials, is that absolutely you have to suffer, excuse me, to get better. Right. I've got to do some interval training. I've got to work on my skill drills and my mobility and my strength. I got to do all that. But the reality is that we really, really want, if we could help people see it in a commercial or whatever it is in a marketing, that if you would just work on your movement of how to run, just wow, like what a different experience you're going to have and how much load that takes off. Right.
Right. And so, and it makes me think of like the joke, you know, the struggle is real or whatever, that that you are going to be uncomfortable. Like you said, running is hard, right? And
right.
But it doesn't have to be hard on your body. It's hard. Ideally,
right,
if you follow our method, it's hard cardiovascular. It's hard
correct.
Because you're breathing hard. Your heart rate's getting
right.
up. Can you imagine if when you thought about running, you weren't thinking about pain and impact, but you were thinking about, it's hard because my heart rate gets up. Like that's like dancing to me. When I think of, you know, well, what would that be like? Well, it'd be like dancing. You're dancing, and dancing at a club or with your friends or at a good song doesn't feel hard, but it's hard on your cardiovascular system. And I guess that's what I want, what I'd like people to realize, is that, yeah, running isn't easy, but it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It can be hard.
Yeah, it can be fun. It can just be a fun movement. And you're right. I mean, and you know, it's interesting, by the way, when you said that about dancing, I mean, I don't go dancing. However, most people I know, especially even when they come into RunRx, they're much better walkers than I am. Like I'm not a long distance walker, and most of my friends are. And I mean, you're a good walker. And I'm thinking, man, 1-2-3s are so much easier than this. But you're right. Like there's so many movements that people do. And when they do them, they're like, oh, because I'm good at this one and I'm comfortable with it, it's not really that hard. And I'm like, I know. And you could do the same with running.
Yes. And I guess that was the point that I kind of wish that some of these ads would put out there.
Right.
But
right.
I don't work for Nike. And but I wanted to bring it up in this podcast, and I hope you guys can understand that that's kind of what we try to talk about in this, is that if you learn to move efficiently, running is not hard. It's cardiovascular, and it really is enjoyable, and it can be effortless, and it can be something that even when it's raining, isn't uncomfortable. Like you can, the raining can be uncomfortable because it is, it's not always fun to run in the rain, but it can be like really enjoyable. So, if you're interested in finding out more about running and running with RunRx, please go to our website. It's runrx.fit That's RUNRX.FIT, and hit the work with us button. And basically, I think it says work with Runner X, and you'll find all the different ways that you can work with Valerie. We have everything from a free plan to a plan that gives you, giving you a little bit more advice to just working with us for a month or working with us for a year. We'd love to have you. And so if you like this podcast, please like and subscribe and share it with a friend, and then hopefully more people we'll get onto our podcast and get into our community. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.